The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 15th chapter of St. Matthew, verses 25 through 28. But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. And from the 45th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 15th verse, "Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." As I thought this past week about the gospel read on this Sunday, there came to mind two passages in Holy Scripture, one by St. Paul, and the other, the verse I just read from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In his second letter to the church at Corinth, St. Paul writes, "It is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." The glory of God in the face of Christ. Isaiah writes, "Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." The glory of God in the face of Christ. Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Both Isaiah and St. Paul speak the truth. But it's perhaps Isaiah who best expresses what we find in the gospel read on this day. "Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior," because in this gospel we see a stern and unfamiliar face of Jesus. Following a confrontation with the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus leaves the familiar land of Galilee and withdraws to the Gentile territory of Tyre and Sidon. And there a Canaanite woman comes and pleads for Jesus' help. Now to the Jews, this Canaanite woman was just a nobody, not a Jew, not one of the chosen people, but just a Gentile. Yet she addresses Jesus as Lord and Son of David, as the long-awaited Messiah and Savior. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But Jesus says absolutely nothing in response to her cry for help. And his disciples urge him to get rid of this nuisance. Then Jesus says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But even then, this Canaanite woman doesn't give up, but prostrates herself at Jesus' feet, crying out, Lord, help me. But even then, Jesus replies, it isn't fair to take the children's bread, meaning the bread of the Jews, the chosen people, and throw it to the dogs, meaning Gentiles like this Canaanite woman, Gentiles like you and me. But even then, this Canaanite woman doesn't give up. She instead speaks some words of astonishing faith and humility. She doesn't contradict Jesus, but rather agrees with him. She says, yes, Lord, but then goes on to say, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table, as if to say, well, as a Canaanite woman, a Gentile and not a Jew, not one of God's ancient chosen people, I'm not much. But even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And here we see such humility. We see such faith in Jesus, who immediately replies, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire, and her daughter is healed instantly. So as we hear this difficult story, I think that the words of Isaiah can very readily come to mind. Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. So what are we to make of all this? What is the Lord Jesus teaching us? First, we learn from this that there are times in our lives when God seems very strange, very distant. Yes, times when he seems to be utterly indifferent to our plight and to our cry for help. So it was with this Gentile Canaanite woman. And such is the experience of every believer. And if you doubt that, you need only study the lives of the prophets and the apostles and of those faithful men and women whom the church acclaims as saints. So many of them endured what has been called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul. And in such times, the Lord God is teaching us to trust Him no matter what. The much suffering Job exclaims, though he slay me, yet I will trust Him. Truly, you are a God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Second, we learn here that God never fails to answer prayer, but He answers prayer in His own time and in His own way, even when we seem to be waiting for an answer for months and even for years on end. He alone knows what's best for us, and He knows that there are times when carefree, happy days can be the greatest danger of all, as we then so easily forget Him. How many times we see this in the history of God's ancient people, Israel. And that is why in the litany, the church prays, not only in all time of our tribulation, good Lord, deliver us. The church also prays in all time of our prosperity, good Lord, deliver us. And there is also this, all our prayers for healing of our spirit, our mind, and our body, will be fully answered when in the resurrection our weak mortal bodies will be raised and changed and made like the glorious body of our risen Savior. Finally, we need to remember that the sufferings we Christians endure are not punishment, because our Lord Jesus has Himself endured all the punishment we by our sin have deserved. And so when you and I experience what seems like punishment, our Heavenly Father isn't punishing us, but only permitting us to endure the consequences of sins already forgiven, so that we may turn from them and live. And when we're going through all this, we need to remember those words of Isaiah. Truly, you are a God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Yet, even when the face of Jesus seems stern and strange, it still is the face once crowned with thorns of a love for you and for me and for every human being. Nobody could literally see God's love in Jesus' crucified body, Jesus' thorn-crowned face. Yet it was just there that God's heart of love was most clearly revealed. As St. Paul writes, it is God who caused light to shine out of darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten.